The field this year is very strong. We've got three US Masters champions playing in the field this year with Vijay Singh, Angel Cabrera and Mike Weir. We have a field of 132 teeing off at the Natandola Bay Championship Golf Course, so a great field.
Was there any changes to the design of the course for this year's tournament?
Yes, over the last 10 months, Vijay Singh and one of his architect partners, Greg, have done some finessing and redesign of some of the greens and tees, and there is a new layout this year. The course was very good, but what Vijay's done is he's designed it so it'll still be a championship golf course, but it'll be more accessible, more playable for the golfers and the tourists that come and visit Fiji. It'll be great on the television broadcast as well.
And how many players from the Pacific are taking part in this year's tournament, and out of that, how many are locals?
There's going to be 132 players from 20 different countries around the world, but there'll be six Fijians in the field that have gone through a qualifying process. There's four in the top 100 in the world. You've got the Asian Tour Order of Merit winner, Scott Hend. You've got Wang from Korea. There's actually 85 winners, 85 PGA professionals that have won on tours around the world playing in the field this week. So the depth is unbelievable. Brett Rumford, who recently won the World Super 6 in Perth, some great players.
Also been reading about players from Asia. A lot of them will be here, Korea, Thailand and even India. And
one of the things we did this year, because the government requested that they wanted some more Asian players coming over to play the event and getting more broadcast into Asia, so it's tri-sanctioned now with the Asian Tour. So that's enhanced and increased the Asian contingent that's playing in the event this year. So key countries, China, Korea, India, and I'm not sure how many from Japan are playing this year, but we've got strong representation in those areas.
This is the fourth year running Fiji's hosting the tournament.
Yes.
Is this going to be a permanent fixture?
Well, we're always in discussions with government, and we're in our partners in this tournament, SEL. We've got a five-year agreement in place at the moment, so I'm sure over the coming months there will be further discussions about the event continuing as a permanent fixture in Fiji. It's grown every year, and it's more than just a golf event now. We're delivering a lot more to the Fijian community through game development, schools programs, and also ensuring that what we do over here, the Fijian community are heavily involved.
And what are some of the new initiatives that are being implemented in this year's tournament?
At the tournament this year, we'll have 20 school teachers will receive training on site. They'll receive an accreditation under the Australian Community Golf Instructor Program. So this is work to train the workplace so that there'll be four development officers from the Fiji National Sports Commission to ensure the continued integration of golf into the school sports programs.
And I also understand there's a whole lot of volunteer students from the Fiji National University that will be part of the organising of the games this year.
Yeah, this year once again we'll be welcoming 60 students as part of the Westpac volunteer team. The internationally recognised event provides an opportunity for the FNU students to gain invaluable experience to assist not only their studies but future employment opportunities. But at this year's event, we're also proud to award a $5,000 Fijian dollars scholarship on behalf of the Fiji National Golf Tournament to a student volunteer who displays outstanding effort and commitment in their role for the week.